it's Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I don't know if you remember talking to me, but we spoke, you know, a couple of months ago about getting your company on Google. I was just checking to see if everything was still going all right with PageHub.
Yeah, everything seems to be going okay. So I'm getting calls now.
Oh, you're just now getting calls?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be interested in maybe switching to a better service at all?
Probably not right now. Maybe in a couple months. I'll see if, like, these start panning out.
Okay, because I was just looking up your current presence right now. Hold on, I don't think I even see a Google Business profile for you. Hold on. Yeah, I don't even see a Google Business profile. So I'm just wondering what they're actually doing for you.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I really am not sure. And, like, I'm trying to hire somebody so I don't have to get bombarded. Because I get about 50 of these calls a week. Oh, we can't get on Google. We're better. We're certified. We're verified. We're all this. And it's like no one can guarantee anything. And it's like, to me, like, I may eventually just, like, do it myself if I can find the right person. It's like everyone feeds me the same stuff, and, like, I don't see any differences. And no one can guarantee anything. So it's like it's kind of just like I'm pissing the money away kind of thing.
Well, I mean, success on the internet really is about working with the right company. And, you know, this is honestly why I keep on checking in on you, because I know PageHub. They are not a partner of Google. I let you know about that the first time we had talked and sent you over the Google partner directory so you could verify that yourself. But I didn't think they would be able to get you much. And if they did, it wouldn't happen for like 6 to 9 months. So that's why I, you know, because honestly, the thing about it is, Mike, the owner of PageHub actually used to work for our company. So then he left and opened his own business, but he hasn't gotten any certification or anything like that. So even that being said, they're a newer company. Like, they've only been around for a couple of years. So, I mean, we've been doing this for 18 years. You know, we have that partnership with Google, you know, and if you're wanting to kind of eliminate any other marketing calls, we actually have a way to help you with that as well. You know, we can get you a call tracking number. It helps you directly track the calls from Google so you know exactly what you're getting out of our service. You know, we do have a complete customized tracking and reporting system on top of that. So we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see everything with going on with your account. I just think that we could get you a much better service. I don't know what you're paying now, but, I know that I had mentioned to you in the past that I could get you in for $299 month-to-month, with the first month having a one-time setup fee. So, now, here's $99. So, the first month, it would be $398. But here's the thing is, as of right now, it just doesn't really look like they're doing anything for you. If you don't even have a Google Business profile, there's nothing to optimize onto the first page. So, I mean, you know, as of right now, especially since it's been a couple of months already, you absolutely should at the very bare minimum have a Google Business profile, like the bare minimum.
Right. Okay, and there's none showing up because I've seen it.
I mean, I put in your business name and your area. I tried your phone number, and I don't see it. The only thing I see coming up is your Home Advisor listing. I see your Angie's listing. I do see you have Yelp, it looks like. And then I think this might be to I'm not sure if this is your website. Let me see. I think this might be your website. It has like orange and blue colors.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah, I think this might be your website. So when I put in your business name area, and then zip code, these are the only things showing up for me. So I do not see a Google business profile for you anywhere that I'm looking, you know, which is Google, which is where it should be. So.
Yeah, cause, like, I found it. I'm on Google now driving, and, like, it pops up. So now I'm a little confused. Maybe no one else can search it, but I can search it.
Well, I mean, it could be that you have logged into it or something, like you're logged into your Google business profile, and maybe that's why. I'm not sure. I mean, if there was some other way I could search, do you have your Google business profile listed under a different phone number besides this one?
You could try 845-743-8036.
Wait, 1 second. 845-743?
Yeah, 8036.
8036. Hold on. 1 second. Oh, okay, that did bring it up. It's just weird that it wasn't coming up under your business name, though. I wonder why. And you're in Pleasant Valley, correct?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure why it wasn't coming up under your business name and area, but it is coming up under that phone number. So it looks like you have 4 5-star reviews. I don't know if you're actually looking to get any extra marketing, but if you really don't want to cancel with them, you know, you always do qualify for Google Guaranteed. So that is an option for you as well.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I mean, like, yo, honestly, this is a world that, like, I honestly don't even want to be a part of. But I understand this is how business runs now. I don't like the internet. I don't understand it. I get more spam calls than anything else. I get more being sold on things than anything else. Like, if I could have avoided all and just go back to putting things in the ground that say, hey, you have mold, call me. Like, that's how I would do it. But I know, like, people look you up on Google now, and it's just, like, we're in a business where it's, like, it's emergency service.
Right.
So you're going to just, like, go and you're not going to, like, remember me. So it's, like, usually, like, I've been paying for the lead just because, like, these other companies have it, like, locked in. Like, so they
through insurance companies,
like,
stuff like that.
Like water damage in Newburgh, and they might be, my name will pop up as water damage of Newburgh. I never listed that. This company, I get the call, I give them $300, I go to the call. That's like kind of how I've been getting all my business.
Interesting.
And like, so I don't know if, like, even going with a better company, it's going to result in better results. Like, I don't know. Like, because, you know, everyone goes to ServPro immediately. ServPro is going to, people know ServPro for water damage.
Yeah.
So
they're, like, nationwide,
that,
right?
Like,
ServPro?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, we are too, but, like, you know, everyone knows ServPro. ServPro is, like, the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know, like, how much impact. Because, again, I'm going to have to stay with you guys for 6 months to see if it works or not.
Well, that's not true.
And if
so,
it doesn't work, then I'm, like, in the same boat.
Well, no. So, Mike, with us, you know, at the most we ask you to give it 2 months because that's, you know, when you'd see a return on investment. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. We do month-to-month no contracts. But, honestly, I really think that Google Guaranteed would be the best option for you. I mean, I know you already have Angie and you're doing that, but the great thing about Google Guaranteed is it's a lead generation service, but with the leads, they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. I'm sure if you've ever searched water damage in your area, you've seen Google Guaranteed. It's at the very top, right under the search bar. And then it's showing people looking for your services that you're a trusted company through Google. So you've gone through a vetting process to be there. And with Google Guaranteed, you'd only pay for the leads that you get, right? So it's basically that Google is guaranteeing your work to the public, and then they're guaranteeing you a certain amount of leads. So the only time you actually would even pay for a lead is if they're calling about a price or setting an appointment with you. So that would be okay. The only two qualifications for a lead. Everything else is considered disqualified. So if it was a marketing company, or, you know, if it was, somebody calling about something you're not even doing, if they're calling outside of your service area that you get to set, then all of that would be considered disqualified. You know, if they called you, you missed the call, you call them back and they found somebody, that would be considered disqualified. So, it's the major benefit. I feel like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, and, like, what was that, like, cost to, like, what do those leads cost?
Yes, so I will be completely upfront with you. Typically, with your industry for, like, water damage, it's not the cheapest thing on Google. But here, I can give you an idea. So it is a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Once your application is processed, which is about 4 to 6 weeks, then your lead cost would be, hold on here, it would be $106.67. So, and then Google does have a required minimum budget of 13 leads, but that doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. So essentially for you, the first month it would be $250. Then once your account is up and running, your Google guaranteed account, within that 4 to 6 weeks, you'd pay $13.91. And then the following month, if you only took on one lead, then you would only pay $106, and the remaining 12 would roll over in the next month. And then if you decided for whatever reason you didn't want to continue, but I know you wouldn't stop on profit, right? You just let us know, run out my 13 leads, and you'd be done. So that's essentially how that would work.
So it's like $1,500 a month, but if the leads, if I don't get the calls, they roll over to the next month.
Correct.
If I don't get enough. And now, is that just water damage, or is that fire, smoke, mold, water, demolition, junk removal? Could I do like a bunch of stuff?
You could, but so basically with Google Guaranteed, there's what we call verticals. Those are like the industries, and then within the industries there are job types, right? And those are the ones that you'd be found for and you pay for, and you get to pick. So we don't just like list you for everything, and you know, if you're not doing that, then you get charged for it. You get to pick the job types you want, but within the water damage vertical, it's water damage, cleanup repair, fire damage, cleanup repair, flooring, mold inspection, mold removal, painting, pest control, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, sewage cleanup, and others.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Sounds like you do most of those, right?
Yeah. Most of that stuff is falls into what we do.
So, but like junk removal is a separate vertical. So if you wanted to do like junk removal with water damage, then basically it would just raise your lead price.
Okay. Because junk removal's got to be pretty cheap for a lead, I would say.
Yeah. Most of the time, I can actually check for you right now, though. Hold on. Specifically. One second. Okay. I don't know why I'm having the hardest time. There. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Are they phone calls, or are they, like, emails and phone calls?
So they are direct calls. So when somebody finds you on Google Guaranteed, they call you directly. So that's why they're exclusive leads. So, you know, most other lead generation services, what they're doing, Mike, is they're buying leads from, like, other contracting sites and from Google itself, and then they're sending those leads out to multiple people in the area that do the same thing as you. So,
yeah,
and then,
like,
you know,
that's how HomeAdvisor does it.
Right, and like, exactly.
I get a ton of leads from Home Advisor, but the leads are either, like, they don't pick up the phone, or, like, when I call back, like, I don't get through, or it's not the right service. It's just, like, always a hassle to get a hold of the customer. So I'm constantly,
and then you're charged for that lead, right?
Right. Like, even I shoot them. Because, like, it'll say in the lead, we need a shed move. So then I'll request a credit from them saying, I don't move sheds. We demolish sheds. We don't move them. Then they say, well, you never called the customer. And I said, why would I call the customer when she put in the description she needs to move? Like, I'm not going to call her saying, oh, you want your shed demolished? And she's going to say, no, I want to move. It's like a stupid conversation to have. Like, she clearly put in the listing she wants to move. So I have to call and dispute it, and, like, I never have time to do that.
Well, so that's also the great thing about our program, Mike, is if you ever get an unqualified lead with us, it just does it automatically. So you don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or anything like that. Since there's only those two qualifications for a lead, when everything else is disqualified, we just do it automatically. We take care of that for you. I mean, that's crazy, though, that they so they're telling you that you can't dispute the lead because you didn't call her, but then if you called her, then they would consider that qualified. Like, you know, you would pay for it, right? That's wild.
It's just like a weird dynamic. And their leads are very cheap compared to, like, I use companies like 33-mile radius for water damage. I use, like, Connects Pros for water damage. Their leads are way more expensive, but they're, like, only getting sent to me. Like, my phone's ringing, and I'm picking up from them. So, like, I'm okay with that. The Angie's less expensive, but not as quality of lead.
Yeah, so. I would absolutely say that Google Guaranteed is about quality than quantity. You know, that's the great thing about it. But with Google Guaranteed, too, just, you know, I sounded like that was the name of the company, but just so you know, if you want to be seen in the state and you're licensed for the state, you can be seen wherever you want within the state on Google. So, I mean, you know, obviously, I'm sure you're not going to want to be seen in all of New York, but, you know, it's like whatever cities and zip codes, even if they're 40, 50, 60 miles away, you know, or 100 miles away, whatever, you can absolutely pick those specific cities and zip codes, and you you get an unlimited amount just as long as you're licensed and insured for that area.
Okay, yeah. Again, I would keep it, you know, probably like 35 to 50 miles from my house.
Typically that's what people do.
I mean, Google verify, yo, the only other thing that sketches me out is I get these phone calls, like I got your call, and you sound trusty and trustworthy and all, but, like, you're going to ask me for a credit card. I don't even really know if Local Splash is a real thing. Like, I really have no idea.
Well,
all these companies are very comfortable just saying, oh, give us your credit card, then we'll send you an email.
I'll send you an email right now. Yeah, first off, I'll send you over a couple of things, okay? I've sent this to you before, but this was like back in March, so, you know, I know it's been a little while, but I'll send you over the Google Partner Directory. This has our business information in it. It verifies that we're actually partnered with Google. So then I will go ahead and send you over our pricing page and website, so you can kind of just take a look at it. Specifically, the Google Guaranteed is included in the Ideal package, but you're not doing both of them. You're just, if you would do it, you know, I would really suggest doing Google Guaranteed. Hands down, that is the best thing on Google. So just don't pay attention to the prices. That's obviously going to be different than what I told you. So I can send you over an email.
And that's what I'm leaning towards. And, dude, if I see, like, results from that, maybe I will have you just manage this account. But I got to, like, start in small steps here and try this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess if this is your recommendation and this works, then I'll move to the next level of what you guys have.
Okay.
But, it's just, like, at least this is tangible to me. Like, I could see the phone rang. I got charged for it, but at least, like, I'm seeing stuff. The stuff that happens behind the scenes, like, I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you.
Right. I mean, and that's... I think Google, and you kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, I feel like Google Guaranteed is probably the most tangible thing that you can get on, you know, marketing with, like, holding it in your hand and seeing something. That's why I really do love it. I mean, you know, I just want to do what's best for your company, and not everybody qualifies for this, you know? You have to, it's like, this is for, like, the elite businesses. Like, you have to have licensing, insurance, be able to pass a background check. I mean, there are a lot of business owners that are contractors that can't even pass the background check. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, trust me, I see it all the time. That's why I got into this. Like, I've done everything right. So I'm like, you know, I hate competing against, like, these hacks. Because, like, their pricing is going to be better than mine. I have insurance. I have workers' comp. I have, like, all this other stuff that I got to pay. So, you know, the customers that are going to be calling me want the guy that's qualified to do the job. So that's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah,
send me that info, and I'm gonna have some time this weekend. I'll look over everything, and I think I'm gonna go that route with the Google Verified, you know, the Google Guaranteed or whatever you said. But let me just see what it looks like, and that's what I'm most comfortable with right now.
Okay, well, I'm glad I brought it up. Wasn't able to find your Google Business profile, but since I found it, part of the qualification for even being in Google Guaranteed is having a Google Business profile with some reviews. So since you have that, you do qualify. And usually anytime somebody has that, you know, and they're licensed and insured, I always suggest Google Guaranteed because it really is the best thing on Google, hands down. I did text you over, the pricing, our website, and the pricing page, as well as the Google Partner Directory. I did email you the Google Guaranteed package, you know, and what it includes. So it's coming from my personal email from, Jesse Corcoran. And I sent it over to, mike.zozo@restorationone.com. Is that still your email?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
And then,
I'm not sure it came through. Yep, I got it. Jesse Corcoran. I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll go ahead and send you over another text message. It's just to a site that we send our actual clients to. It's a site called BirdEye. So we do have over 700 reviews there with a 4.9 rating. And the first review there mentions me by name. You know, that guy, he's actually signed up to be with us for another year. You know, the first 2 months of working with us, he got a $12,000 job off of Google. So, you know, at least you can see some actual client reviews. So,
yeah, that's very appreciated. And, no, man, that sounds like the best way for me to go, just, like, for my comfort level. At least I could see something, you know, I could see what I'm paying for. And, oh, the phone did ring. I got billed for it. This all makes sense. Like, you know, it's probably the costliest way to do business, but right now I'm just starting out, like, it's the way I got to do it. It's just pay for the lead. It just seems to be what's working until I get established. So, yeah, send me that stuff over. I'll take a look. And then, like, yo, honestly, if you want to just get me on a call next week, I'm trying to see what my schedule is going to look like. But Fridays are usually, like, this Friday is a little crazy, but Fridays are usually, like, I try to do paperwork and be in the office and button up loose ends. It's just we got caught up on this job this week.
Okay. So you want me to try next Friday, or you don't think you'll have any other time? Like, I mean, we leave here at like 6:30 your time. So,
I'm like heading up to a job and it's kind of like in the mountains. I'm like an hour from where my office is. I just don't think I'll get back in time today.
Okay. So you want me to try next Friday?
If you don't mind, yeah, next Friday I'll be able to look over all your stuff by then, and then hopefully it's just like us, like, finalizing the deal, making it, signing me up.
Okay, perfect. I'll put you in for them. What time do you think might work best for you?
Friday, probably around 2:00.
Okay.
I know I'll have, like, everything buttoned up for the week.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and put this on my calendar. And my extension and phone number, Mike, is in the email I sent you. But I'll just go ahead and send you over it in a text message. So, you know, if anything happens before then, or if you do happen to get some time later today, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, it might, you know, if I do get off early, I'll definitely give you a call today and just try to get this ironed out.
Okay, sounds great. All right, Mike. Well, I know you're going to love this, and if I don't hear from you later, then I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Sounds good. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.